Greetings, leaders. This is Tony Williams, and welcome to CellD, Summit, Evergreen, Leader Development Insights. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our message for today, the new you, accomplishing the best in life and career. Are you facing challenges, difficulties, or fantastic opportunities now? Now know that your faith is your most important attribute. Faith is the most important thing you can receive for accomplishing everything you are created to be and to do in life and career. Great leaders discover the truth about faith and begin to exercise their faith early in life. King David began his relationship with God as a teenager and became the greatest king ever. Thankfully, he journaled his journey in life and career. Now we can learn from his example. He writes from years of testing of his faith in God and shares these insights with us. Once I was young, now I am old, yet I have never seen the godly abandoned or their children begging for bread. He writes in Psalm 37, verse 25. I talked with a young leader yesterday who asked me this question. When you were 23 years old, how did you handle all the pressures of life? I listened as she explained her circumstances and desires. Like mine at 23, her emphasis was on what I could do. I shared with her this truth. God does not intend for his children to accomplish anything in our strength, but by his Spirit within us. God has providentially provided all we need for success in life and career. We receive all we need by trusting him and his promises. King David experienced many victories in his life because he trusted in his God. He writes, "Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him, and he will help you." Psalm 37:5. Are you trusting God to accomplish everything in your life and career? When we begin our faith in God, we will struggle as we grow strong in faith. The key is to keep our faith focused on God and his promises. The enemy attacks us in our minds by saying, "You are not good enough. Look at all the bad things you have done. Look at all the things that seem to be going wrong." The testing of your faith requires we keep our focus on God and not our circumstances or our feelings. How can you have such strong faith? Here's the strategy for victory that King David and other great leaders modeled. First, he affirmed aloud, "I refuse to doubt the living God. I trust you, Lord." Second, he meditated on God's promises to him throughout his life. Third, he obeyed God and focused his faith on God's faithfulness to him. Here's one account of what happened to me. On September 18, 2001, I was praying for my fiance, who was experiencing tiredness, shortness of breath for weeks. I came to this promise, "Nevertheless, I heal my people and let them enjoy abundant peace and security." Jeremiah 33, verse 6. That same morning, she enters the hospital. The doctors pronounce this message: "You need a heart and lung transplant or death." Another doctor says to me, "You may want to reconsider marriage because there is a high probability she will not make it through the treatment process." I sat alone in a room at the hospital. I prayed, "Father God, I know what you said, but you hear what the doctors say. What is your word to me now?" I see the word and date, September 21st, 2001, Hebrews 11:1. "Now faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you do not see." What happens next is miraculous. My fiance received a miracle, heart and lungs healed, and no transplants required. Today, my wife and I recall and rejoice because of his victory over 22 years ago. I share this account of faithfulness of God with two leaders yesterday, and now with you, my friends. Have faith in God, for nothing will be impossible with God. Luke 1, verse 37. He will not fail you. Until the next time, victory, victory, victory. Thank you very much.